More governments are urging their citizens to leave Iraq in the wake of the recent kidnappings of dozens of foreign nationals. Russia says it will begin airlifting hundreds of its citizens and those of its allies out of the country beginning tomorrow, despite the release earlier this week of 3 Russian and 5 Ukrainian hostages. Though citizens of countries participating in the U.S.-led coalition are frequently kidnapping targets, no foreigners are immune, NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
Both France and Russia opposed the war on Iraq, but the governments of both nations are worried about their citizens staying in the country as kidnappings continue. The Russian government is setting up an airlift this week for Russians and citizens of the former Soviet bloc. One Russian company, Technoprom, is repatriating 400 of its workers who have been building a much-needed power station. Senior engineer Alexander Levchenko explains the decision from Baghdad.
The most important thing that the situation in Iraq for foreigners is very dangerous, and we cannot risk lives of our personnel. So this is a decision to save lives of our personnel. We just withdraw our staff for temporarily. Our subcontracted companies, Iraqi companies, will continue works. Also move our office, representative office, to Amman. And as soon as situation will change, we immediately return to the country.
Here in France, the government last week called on citizens to be careful for fear they be mistaken for civilians from coalition countries. Yesterday, Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin told Parliament he was extremely worried and wanted the 100 or so French civilians still in the country to head home.
J'appelle tous les ressortissants français qui se trouvent.
I call on all French people currently in Iraq to please leave, he said, and on all those thinking of traveling there to push back their trip. It's about being careful, and I don't think we can treat this lightly. But that call came too late for one French television reporter. Just hours after Raffarin's speech, the foreign ministry announced that a Frenchman had been taken hostage by insurgents on Sunday near Baghdad. His cameraman was freed. The media here have been quick to point out that the abducted man had a U.S. green card in his wallet. And civilians from coalition countries appear to be favorite targets. 7 American contractors have gone missing in recent days. 4 Italian security advisors have been kidnapped, as have 3 Czech reporters. 3 Japanese citizens have been taken hostage. Their abductors say they will burn them alive unless Japan withdraws its troops from Iraq. Russians and French citizens have been taken hostage before and released. Abbas is a photographer with the French photo agency Gamma. He was recently stopped by Shia militants in the holy city of Najaf.
I was with a journalist from the BBC when armed men stopped us, blindfolded us, and told us to step into a minivan. The most astonishing thing was that this illegal arrest happened right in front of 50 armed Iraqi police officers.
The list of other nations calling on civilians to return home includes both countries in and outside the coalition. Germany, Japan, Portugal, Romania, Bulgaria, Ukraine, Denmark, and the Netherlands all want their nationals to head home immediately. At least one previously steadfast coalition supporter appears to be thinking things over. The president of the Philippines has announced her country is considering withdrawing peacekeepers and humanitarian workers because of the deteriorating security situation. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.